I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Congo is growing tense as the United Nations peacekeeping mandate expires on April 15th. The prospect of peacekeeping troops leaving the border areas means that unrest is possible. Yet Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says there's no sign of an operation closure. The interior is still relatively peaceful, but Vinton's concerned over the potential impact on their evangelistic work.
It naturally will affect the ministry, especially where our missionaries themselves are involved because they have to travel. We need to continue praying for security and peace. I believe that's the whole issue of our prayers, I believe, is for the leadership to sense the responsibility that they are there not for themselves, but for the people of the country.
Next, an Ethiopian street evangelist was murdered in Jimma last week. While working, he passed by a mosque just as a group of Muslim extremists were exiting. They dragged him into the mosque and intentionally beat him to death. Sources say they're warning Christians that they will combat evangelism. This is the second violent attack in 6 months, and prayer is needed since such acts may continue if justice isn't brought to the attackers. And Zimbabwe is facing the triple threat of food shortage, HIV/AIDS, and poverty. Aid agencies say these issues menace the most vulnerable at an alarming rate. Global Aid Network's Tim Byrne says their medical team just returned from a trip to the northeastern part of the country. As a result of their outreach, over 1,500 people gave their lives to Christ. What happens now? Byrne says,
one of the main objectives of us going in was primary care and medical care, share Jesus, but secondly, to soften the soil for the missionaries and the churches that are already there, and to give them an open door to continue ministering long after we've gone.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.